Welcome back to God With Us, the First Hurst 2024 Daily Devotional for Advent. During these final weeks of the Advent season, please make plans to worship with First Hurst at one of our five Christmas Eve candlelight services. The Norwood campus at 4 p.m., 6 p.m., and 11 p.m. First Hurst Espanol also at 4 p.m., or the Trails campus at 5 p.m. For more information, visit firsthurst.com/Christmas.
Friday, December 20. He Guide Us by Chuy Segura. John 16, 13-15 say, "When the Spirit of Truth comes, He will guide you into all the truth, for He will not speak on His own authority, but whoever He hears, He will speak, and He will declare to you the things that are to come. He will glorify Me, for He will take what is Mine and declare it to you. All of that the Father has is Mine. Therefore I say that He will take what is Mine and declare it to you." God is Spirit, and His Spirit lives in every person who has confessed Jesus Christ as a Lord and Savior of his or her life. The presence of God through His Spirit goes with us and never leaves us. The Holy Spirit is the guide. Probably the word guide is not used so much in our vocabulary. But let's look at the following example. How many times a day do we use the Google Maps app? Does this sound familiar? Remember the days before GPS? In Mexico, we have something called a Guía Roja, or Red Book. The purpose of this book is to provide us with detailed information on how to get from one place to another. It's exciting to identify the paths and places while we're using the book as a guide, because it is ultimately provided the assurance that you will get to the desired place. Of course, you will probably come to the wrong place 100 times. But even if you got to the wrong place, you will go back to the red guide again. One of the greatest promises of our God that His presence will be with us. This promise does not depend on us, but on Him. And as a guide, He has given us His Holy Spirit. Through the Bible, we had the opportunity to see that the presence of God was the guide for His people. And every time, circumstance, and places, we can find the intervention of God leading His children toward His plans and purposes. The most extraordinary figure of this that we can find in the Old Testament is in Exodus. They say, "And the Lord went before them by day in a pillar of cloud to lead them along the way, and by night in a pillar of fire to give them light, that they might travel by day and by night. The pillar of cloud by day and the pillar of fire by night did not depart from before the people." History would have been different without God's guidance for His people. Another similar moment was the star guiding the wise men to the place where our Lord Jesus Christ was born. They will not get in there without the guidance of our God. We, as our children of God now, do not need the stars, clouds, or fire. Now it is the presence of God, His Spirit, in us. I know that for many of us, these times of Christmas celebration will be difficult. But my greatest wish is that the presence of God through His Spirit guide your life, is your comfort and your joy, is with you in your sadness and your tears, and fills you with encouragement to experience the riches of His presence in you. The promises not depend on us, but on Him.
Thank you for listening to God With Us. Subscribe to listen to daily devotionals from First Hurst each day of the Advent season through December 25th. For a printable or ebook version of God with Us, visit firsthurst.com/advent. Copyright 2024 by First Baptist Church of Hurst, Texas.